Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with your host Meredith
and Stoss.
And today we are going to be launching into the new year with you guys. 2021, let's go.
Let's get it, baby.
We're leaving 2020 behind us.
I think everyone's leaving 2020
behind.
Yeah,
we know it was a hard year, guys, and we empathize with you. I feel like everyone had something in their life that was just rocked them and just really shook them this year. And it is by the grace of, the grace of God that we're still here. And that's what we can be so grateful that God has led us through 2020 and he has kept us here. He's kept us alive. And we have to just look on the bright side of things and look forward to the future and not worry about the future because God holds the future.
Amen.
So I'll lead us in prayer before we get into it. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have walked us through 2020. We may not know what 2020 holds, but we know that you hold 2021 in your hands, Lord. So we will trust you. Let our faith rise up to new heights this year. May all fear and worry be silenced, and may we continue to fight the good fight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so in this episode, I thought it'd be a good idea to kind of like reflect on 2020, kind of like talk about what God has taught us in this year and kind of talk about some encouraging things going into 2021 and what we're leaving behind in 2020 because we don't need none of that coming in 2021.
No baggage, guys.
And kind of just ask each other questions. And so you guys can also use these questions to reflect on your year and take away things in 2021 that you want to leave behind in 2020.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about what kind of God has taught me in 2020. A little bit of things that I really was taught that God really opened up my heart and my mind was you can't be half in and half out. Mm. Because in the beginning of 2020, I was still very like,
indecisive is the word maybe.
Yeah. I was not committed honestly to my life in general, not even like spiritually with God, but it was just more so of like my career and just I was very obviously lukewarm and
maybe a lack of vision.
Yeah, like I had no vision. I had no like clarity. I wasn't depending on the Lord. I was depending more so on myself and not around like, well, we were obviously close, but you still lived in LA. So I just was not around the best people, kind of just, you know, dipping my toes in back into like partying and going out to bars and clubs. And I think God has really taught me like you can't be half in and half out with anything in your life. And you really have to grow in your faith and grow in me and rely on me more than yourself because you will fall. Mm. Your flesh, you cannot live in this world based off your fleshly desires or by your own human strength. There's a verse that in Jeremiah 17:5, this is what the Lord says, "Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord." Like, we cannot rely on our own flesh or anybody else besides God to really, you know, with anything.
Through.
Yeah, like with our career, our finances, our health, with anything. It's like he needs to be the pedestal in your life. I know that there's some of you guys, maybe you guys caught COVID or, you know, it's been a rough year mentally. I know for a lot of people as well.
Or you know someone that died from...
A good friend of mine committed suicide because of this whole situation happening. And it's so hard because it's like, I want people to hold on to faith and hope and realize that this year has been a lot, obviously. But at the end of the day, we have the Lord gives the strength to fight through these battles and trials, and we can make it on the other side. Like, your pain and suffering is not permanent, and you'll get out of it. Like, I went through it in 2019, and I'm living proof that God will take you out of the wilderness. So what God has also taught me for 2020, because I've battled in 2019 also with, you know, mental health and with, you know, thoughts, it's the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So I think the first thing he will come after is our minds. So God is really teaching me you have to renew your mind. And there's a verse that says Isaiah 55:8, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord." So we also have to think godly thoughts. And that's why reading scripture is so important, because we can fill our mind with the truth. We can fill our mind with what God is saying about us. And we can really start to renew our mind with that. I'm very passionate about neuroplasticity because I personally have went through a lot of physical and mental trauma these past 2 years. And I feel like a lot of people have, especially being inside and kids having to be isolated, doing school and online. Like, this is real life psychological trauma. And I wanted to mention Dr. Caroline Leaf, at Dr. Caroline Leaf on Instagram. She's an incredible Christian mental health expert all about neuroplasticity. So you guys should definitely check her out about renewing your mind and detoxing your mind to have a healthier mindset going into 2021. God was really teaching me, like, you have to trust in me and have to have faith in me. And he's the way, the truth, and the life. And nothing else will satisfy us in this world. Like, nothing else will help us during tough times like that except for God. It's just...
That's facts.
It's just... testify. It's not... It's... That's it. It's not...
And once you've tasted and experienced the goodness of God, like, nothing will satisfy us. It's when you taste and see that the Lord is good. Like, when you have that experience and that love, just his perfect love casts out all fear. So when that love just overcomes you, like, nothing else satisfies. I wrote in my notebook at the beginning of 2020 in January, I said, this year God will give us spiritual vision. We will have to fight and basically, like, start warring in the spirit, not like physically fighting on earth, but like having to go into the prayer closet, go into your secret place and start praying and interceding for people. And God really gave me, like, spiritual vision this year. I didn't really have a lot of, like, creative vision. Like, I really was not making a lot of content because God was showing me things spiritually. And he really revealed to me a lot of things, a lot of past hurts, unforgiveness, things he wanted to uproot in me and really purify my heart and my mind and my soul. And so that's kind of what God was showing me in 2020. So in 2021, he's giving me all this creative vision. Like, I have old dreams have been resurrected, old, like, passions that he's laid on my heart. So in 2021, more celebration, less comparison. That's a big one. Like, comparison kills joy. More leaps of faith, less lingering in fear. More surrender, less striving. More generosity, less greed. More worship, less worry. That is us. Like, when we start to feel a little bit of worry, we just break out in worship. We're like, hallelujah.
Yeah, it's like, it's psychological too. Like, if you have a worry or thought of worry, you, like, break it by thinking of, I literally start to praise God in the middle, and I'd be, like, walking around and I have this worry and I'm like, thank you, God. And I just start singing in the public. Yeah, we totally do that.
So more direction, less doubt, more resting, less ruminating. So that's actually a word God gave me for this past year, was to really rest in him. And that was kind of like where Stoss and I were at the end of this year. We were just kind of resting in the Lord, and that allows him to restore things. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like for both of us going into 2021, we're going to be, like, kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Like,
yeah,
we were resting, but we were preparing. Like, we were definitely, like, getting our vision clear, like, learning and reflecting from 2021. And coming out into 2021 stronger and better.
Yeah. So some things we're going to lose in 2021. The idea that changing your body will make you happier and safer. And this is something I struggled with, which was, like, having control over what I was eating and how I was working out. And I had to really let that go and give it to God and trust that he's going to take care of my body. And that ultimately, like, I had to trust him with my body because I was so... like, I had so much control over that. So I had to let go of the idea that whatever my body looked like, that was going to be my source of happiness, and that's where my identity was found. And that's not where it's found. It's found in Jesus. So we're losing that in 2021. Negative self-talk. No more negative self-talk.
And it's a battle that we can get through. Like, when we have a negative thought, like, I used to just let it pass by and let it ruminate in my head and just, like, take over. But it's like, we have to really let go of those negative thoughts and, like, fight them and question them and say, is this true about me?
Yeah, is this a lie, or is this true?
Yeah, like,
if it doesn't match up with the word of God, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Coping mechanisms that are no longer serving you. Whoosh, that's a convicting one. Like, it could be anything, guys. Like, I'm just gonna let your own personal a coping mechanism is something that you do to cope with an emotion, right?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling worried, stressed, what are you going to Who's cope with source? That? Because ultimately what God was showing me was I was going to certain things instead of going to him to cope. Because he's our greatest comforter.
Right. Because we can cope with a lot of things. Like, people cope with, like, excess social media. People cope with food.
Alcohol.
Buying too much having Starbucks. Sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. Coping yeah.
So just think about that.
We have to have healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah. Because there are ways, actually, to cope. Like, you can take a bath. You can go on a walk. Go on a run. Like, that helps yeah. get your endorphins flowing. There's many, many ways to cope with certain things that come
and
up.
And
it's just being aware. Like, awareness is so key of, like, why am I acting? Why am I responding this way? Why am I acting this way? What is triggering that? Before we get into the rest of the episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about the app called Calm. I know that 2020 has been a lot, and we could all benefit from less stress and more sleep in our lives. And that's why it's so important to take care of ourselves and invest in our well-being. Calm is the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation. So over Thanksgiving, my brother was telling me that he has the Calm app on his phone and he has found it so helpful. He works a 9-to-5 job and he's in his apartment all day. And at the end of the day, he just wants to relax. And he said that this app has helped him so much get a great night's sleep. And so that's a testimony in itself. You can use Calm with a special limited time promotion for 40% off your Calm premium subscription at calm.com/unfilteredfaith. That's 40% off unlimited. Limited access to Calm's entire library and new content that's added every single week. Now back to the episode. Let's see. Oh, striving to earn approval from others. Yeah.
Because I wrote that down.
Once God is your audience, the world is no longer your sustenance.
Ooh, that was fun.
Drops mic.
Ooh, baby girl.
Did you know in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him."
Seek God wholeheartedly with your whole heart. That's convicting to me too. Because sometimes, you know, we get so busy.
We seek other things.
We set our goals for like the new year or just weekly. And it's like, are we setting our intentions and our goals really to seek God first?
Mm-hmm.
And to put God first in our lives? Something to question about too.
Settling for less than you deserve. We ain't settling for no man.
I gotta. They gotta go.
They gotta go. Cut them out, sis. Leave them in 2020.
Cut that boy off. Wow, I've literally.
We're really good at not settling. I feel like.
Yeah, but I feel like, no, for sure. I technically never had a boyfriend in 20 years of my existence. Because I've never really settled, but I've had, you know, those flings. But it's like, why am I wasting my time? I'm not settling, but why am I also wasting my time on, like, talking and texting to...
Yeah, we need to be intentional in 2021 with who you're talking to, like, who you're giving your energy to and who you're letting into your life, your inner circle. And lastly, in 2021, we need to stop underestimating how much God loves us, guys. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love, and he will never leave or forsake you. He's your heavenly father, and he's not there to, like, scorn you. Yes, he'll discipline us because we're his children, and he wants, but it's all out of love. Like, he's doing it so that he can help you. God's grace and forgiveness is a free gift to you. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest upon me."
So going into 2021, obviously we have goals, we have, you know, things that we want to accomplish and do things. And I feel like everyone gets that, like, kick. Like, it's a new year, like, new me, goals. Like, I'm going to go ham and I'm going to crush all my goals. And then halfway through the year, they're like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, that has been me a couple of years back. Like, it's normal. But I really believe that people forget the importance of starting small with habits and goals and starting with small disciplines, because if you don't have the small disciplines really intact, how is God going to bless you when he asks you to do things for that are bigger in disciplines? Mm. And that's with any aspect of your life. If you're not obedient or disciplined in those small little things, how are we supposed to
take on,
you know, bigger goals, bigger projects, bigger things in life without being really intentional of being disciplined with starting small? So I'm so grateful because I now know this, that I'm not going to go into the year like writing all my goals and writing all my things that I want to accomplish, thinking I'm going to do all of that without realizing where I'm at and where I want to get to by starting small. And
so what are some small things, practical things we can do?
Well, some practical things, it depends on like what goals, obviously with health, with finances, with career, like what you want to do. With like personally me, I want to get stronger with my health mentally and physically. And because without that, I won't be able to function and like be optimal in everything else in my life.
So if you discipline your body and have self-control, that will leak over to your other stuff that you're trying to be disciplined in and trying to accomplish. So like if you just have a goal, like say you're like, okay, I don't brush my teeth the night before I go to bed, like having a goal of, okay, I'm gonna discipline myself and make sure I brush my teeth every morning and every night, like that's something so small and easy that we can do, but it trains your mind into getting into the habit of
Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
Oh, that's fire. Hebrews is so good, guys. I feel like that's, if you haven't read it, read Hebrews. What's the next verse?
James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
Okay, that's convicting.
Yeah, that know all of these things, if we read the Bible,
but we're not applying it to our life, then
it's a waste of fruit. Like it's a waste of knowledge. I think also like from 2020, it really gives us lessons going to 2021 about preparation. Like preparation is key. Like I was not prepared for how life was going to happen in 2020, even though in 2019 I was like, I'm going to make it my year, this and that, but I wasn't prepared for it because look what happened with, you know, the COVID situation, economy crashing, you know, a lot of things that were happening. And I believe, you know, preparation is a really big thing with even with learning to be disciplined. Like you have to prepare yourself. Okay, how am I going to stay disciplined? How am I going to be doing these things? How am I going to be reaching these goals? We have to prepare before going into our goals,
mentally,
and dreams.
Physically, and most definitely spiritually.
It's all definitely, all aspects
correlate.
Of our life.
So we can't control what is being said, done. We can't control our surroundings, but we can control how we respond to the circumstance. We can control how we respond. We can't control what's going on, but we can control what we do and how we react. And that's where the power lies.
Yes, 100%. Because life can throw curveballs at you. I'm like 2021, I'm already preparing myself. It's not going to be easy breezy, pumpkin squeezy too. No. Like we have to mentally prepare ourselves. Like, okay, through trials and tribulations, they are going to come. Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to be prepared and we have to have joy through those trials and tribulations. Like through this last year, like we have to have joy in the midst of our trials. And in this verse, 1 Peter 1:6-7, so be truly glad, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than marigold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world.
That verse is amazing. I've never read that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I knew it in my head, but I didn't know. So that's 1 Peter.
And I don't think it's even applying to this, because I know for a fact we're all still going to, for the rest of our lives, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. It's not going to be an easy walk through life.
Through this life. But when we share in Christ's suffering, we will share in his glory. That's in Romans 8:17.
Right. So it's like we have this joy and we have this presence and peace, knowing that through our trials and tribulations that our faith is being tested and our character is being grown to be more purified, spiritually matured, and to even just grow as an individual human being.
To come out as pure gold, guys. So my last bit of encouraging advice going into 2021 is to just really hold on to God with dear life. Like, don't let him become just something that you go to when you need help. Like, let God be your everything, your sanctuary. Like, he is a garden of love, and he wants you to rest in his green pasture. The Lord is our good shepherd, as it says in Psalm 23, and he wants to lead you into green pastures so that you can lie down and rest with him. And it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So rest in that. That is such a promise that all things will work for the good of those who love God. So, like, that verse has really just, like, blessed me during this time and has allowed me to just fully trust him and really rest in the green pasture that he wants to lead us into. And so I just pray that you guys continue to seek the Lord in 2021 and just really have a desire to be in the Word and to know him and have that relationship with him.
So we shouldn't be living by our feelings or living by our flesh and thinking, you know, we have to be living by the truth and know that we shouldn't be only going to God for things that we, oh, I don't feel like praying, or I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like drawing closer to the Lord. Well, you're never going to feel like it. You're never going to feel like going to the gym or wanting to be healthier. You're never going to feel like, oh, I need to do these things, but I don't want to. But the whole discipline thing is like, you will reap what you sow. Mm. Your consequences will reap after a long term. Whatever, you can do whatever you want with your life.
So be encouraged, guys. There is so much hope. We just have to cling on to it. It's not a strategy. It's a reality. We can have that. It's a promise from God that our hope is found in Jesus. So it's not a strategy. It's literally a reality.
That's fire.
I know. I don't know.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. Anyways, we love you guys.
We love you so much. And I hope you get encouraged for 2021. And I hope you reflect on this year and know that it's all a learning lesson. And we bless you into going to 2021. Mm-hmm. And let's close it out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much to every single person that is listening to this episode. We pray, Lord, for their 2021, for blessings and more to come in their year, mm-hmm. and that you protect them, you guide them, you give them peace, you mm-hmm. give them serenity, Jesus, and so they will cast all their fear and worries or their doubts going into this next year and the years up ahead. And we thank you, Lord, for your promises that you've already given us. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for this time that we have together. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.